Times e-commerce industry soundbites.
Vivian Lee is brand manager for shipping products at Dymo and Disha, and she's joining us to talk about shipping challenges faced by online sellers. Thanks for joining us, Vivian.
Thanks for having me, Ina.
I wanted to just get started with the real basics. So can you explain briefly the difference between USPS retail pricing and commercial-based pricing?
Sure. Retail prices are essentially the price that you would pay at the retail counter if you walked into the post office, put your package on the counter, and paid for it there. Commercial prices are a discounted price that is available to PC postage customers. It's a price that's available to all PC postage customers, irregardless of volume. So anyone can have access to it as long as they're coming in through PC postage.
And that would include the click and ship tool on the USPS website?
Exactly. Those commercial prices, there's actually a rate table that's available for commercial prices. And whether you're coming in through click and ship or eBay or Dymo and Disha, all of us are going to have those same commercial-based prices.
I want to discuss some of the changes that went into effect in January with the U.S. Postal Service. Delivery confirmation is something that's really important and becoming increasingly important for any online retailer. It's basically now available on everything except for the retail, you know, the walk-in customer or the first-class letter. Is that basically correct?
Pretty close. What happened on January 22nd was that the Postal Service is now mandating a barcode called the IMPB, or the Intelligent Mail Package Barcode. It's something that Dymo and Disha implemented last year. So for us and our customers, it's not too much of a change in that. You'll see the same barcode that you did prior to January 22nd. The change for the Postal Service is that they're supporting it in a different way as of January 22nd. They're actually offering free delivery confirmation on packages with an intelligent mail barcode that are commercial mail classes. So that includes, competitive mail classes. And so that includes Priority Mail and Express Mail, which we're used to getting free delivery confirmation on, but it's now also including first-class package services and Parcel Select, which are also competitive mail classes.
Okay, well, let's get started with Parcel Collect. Parcel Select. What exactly is that, and would a typical online seller be using that service?
Yeah, Parcel Select is a mail class. It's been around for quite a while, but it was only introduced for online sellers just a couple of years ago when they offered a single-piece rate for PC postage customers. Normally, Parcel Select is something that pre-sorters use, so you have to have like a minimum number of packages in order to use it. So a couple years ago, they did offer it as a single-piece rate for PC postage customers only. It's kind of equivalent to like a ground delivery mail class, so it's a little bit slower than like Priority Mail or first-class mail, but at the same time, you get discounted rates and now free delivery confirmation on it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think the real trade-off that everybody is looking at when they're looking at different services is speed of delivery versus the cost, the cost to them, and they usually pass it along to the buyer. So with Parcel Select, give me an example of how that would compare with Priority Mail, because Priority Mail is so popular among sellers, or tell me, like, what kind of a seller might be tempted to use Parcel Select, because I assume it's less expensive than Priority Mail.
Yeah, I mean, Parcel Select, whereas Priority Mail is going to be a two to three day delivery, Parcel Select on Postal Service's website, they say it's a 2 to 6 day delivery. So it can take up to twice the amount of time, 2 to 3 times the amount of time as Priority Mail. So this is really something that you would use if you're offering free shipping and you're trying to save as much money as you can. Parcel Select is something that it can be as low as $5.20, and that's like a 1 pound rate going zone one and two. So it is a fairly discounted rate, but we do find when we do the comparisons between Parcel Select and Priority Mail, there are certain cases where Priority Mail is only just a few cents more than Parcel Select, so it's really advantageous to use the Priority Mail. I encourage our customers to go with Priority Mail just because of the recognition of Priority Mail. It makes customers, buyers feel like they're really getting their packages in a very efficient service and that the sellers really care about them.
Interesting. And you mentioned also first-class package service. So how does that fall in terms of comparing it to priority mail?
First-class package service, it's very comparable to what we used to call first-class mail parcel commercial. So it's the same first-class service. It's like a 1 to 3 day delivery. How it compares with priority mail is that it's really only for lighter weight items. Priority mail starts at that 1 pound rate. First-class package service, you're going to be paying a per ounce rate up to 13 ounces. So definitely the items have to be less than 13 ounces. But the great thing about the first-class service is that you do only pay a per ounce rate. So if you're sending very, very lightweight items, it's advantageous to pay a per ounce rate instead of paying a full pound rate.
Now, does that have delivery confirmation included?
First-class package service does have free delivery confirmation. I just want to make the important distinction between first-class package service and first-class mail parcels. This year, we saw Postal Service really split them up into two categories. The first-class package service is really for commercial customers. Those are people who are running a business and fulfilling product as part of their business, which really falls in that eBay seller, online seller category. First-class mail parcels is strictly a retail mail class, which means that it's good for people who are sending packages, maybe the onesie-twosies to your niece or nephew. Postal Service does reserve the right to inspect the first-class package service packages because they've instituted a rule on those that it cannot contain correspondence of a personal nature. So, it really is limited to just packages that are being sent for a business. You can include an invoice slip, but you wouldn't want to send a letter to a friend or something in there.
Okay, so that sounds like similar to media mail, where the post office can look inside and make sure that it really is media?
Yes, exactly. They do reserve the right to inspect your package, same as media mail.
So let's say I'm shipping a necklace from Boston and I'm shipping it to California, and I'm shipping a necklace that's, it doesn't have to be insured. It's not of a high value. So that could fit into a first-class package. But what would be the benefit of that versus priority mail or first-class? You said there was another first-class product for
mail parcels.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think the first distinction that you need to make is that you're sending this necklace as part of a business transaction, so it's not going to be including any correspondence of a personal nature, so you're not going to be writing a letter to your friend saying, hey, I found this necklace for you, I thought that you might like it. That would now be considered first-class mail parcel. The benefit to using first-class package service over priority mail is, again, that per-ounce rate. There's no need to pay a full pound price for a necklace that only weighs a couple ounces, so you're definitely going to be winning out in the first-class package service. Plus, you'll get the free delivery confirmation with the first-class package service as opposed to the first-class mail parcel. The thing that you do need to keep in mind for the first-class mail package services or parcels is that you do need to have it considered a parcel in order to be able to send it. So if you were to put that necklace into an envelope, say, and put it through the mail, that's actually considered a letter. Letters, you cannot put delivery confirmation on. I know that that's a big deal for online sellers and especially for eBay sellers. So in order to make it a package, you need to make sure that it's either in a rigid packaging material or it's more than three quarters in thickness. So what we do have some of our customers do is that they'll take that necklace and they'll wrap it perhaps in like some bubble wrap or some extra paper so that at the thickest point in the package it is greater than three quarters of an inch. So you could still use an envelope just as long as the envelope measures more than three quarters of an inch thick at the thickest point.
And some people have talked, because this is becoming an issue due to an upcoming policy change at eBay, but some people are saying that if you put a piece of cardboard into a regular envelope, just a business envelope, and put the product in, because it's rigid, that would make it a parcel. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that would get you free delivery confirmation on that. Like I mentioned before, if it's just in a letter, like a regular envelope with nothing else in there, it's not rigid, it's not more than three quarters of an inch. So we do have a number of customers who, because they really do need that delivery confirmation and they're willing to pay the first class mail package rates instead of the first class letter rate, or the first class flats, which you can also put delivery confirmation on, they'll make it greater than 3/4 of an inch thick. Like I said, you can put packing material, something else in there just to make it thicker, or that piece of cardboard, which makes it rigid. So either one of those, either the rigidity or greater than 3/4 of an inch thick, will give you the delivery confirmation.
Okay, but the point is that once you've made it so that it's a parcel instead of a letter, you're now paying more than a 45-cent stamp. Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
okay.
There is that trade-off. You get the delivery confirmation, you get the assurance, but you're going to be paying more.
And this is really an issue because eBay's made a change. It's coming in the spring where people who are top-rated sellers on eBay now have to upload tracking on 90% of their shipments. So for people like postcard sellers, sellers of stamps, you know, their costs were 45 cents when they shipped those items out. Now they have to have tracking. They're saying, a lot of them are saying, that the buyers just don't want to pay the extra money to put delivery confirmation and make it a parcel and go through all that. So they have, you know, they basically face a choice. Either they're going to continue to send things in envelopes at the 45-cent rate, and then they're going to lose the top-rated seller discount. It's a 20% discount on their fees, or else they're going to have to charge more. So is there any solution that you can think of that these sellers may have when they're sending something out like a postcard and they need to have tracking?
Yeah, no, unfortunately, you know, in order to get that delivery confirmation, you do need to make it a first-class mail package or flat, and it does cost more to ship, so they are kind of in a bind there.
But if they walk into the post office and pay retail parcel rates, you're saying that they should at least investigate online solutions where there's first-class package service available?
Yes, definitely. The first-class package service is going to save customers money. The price change this year, first-class mail parcels, sorry, I'm just looking this up really quick, went up, first-class mail parcels went up 10.9%, while first-class package service only went up 3.7%. So you can see that there's a pretty big divide, you know, in addition to what the commercial discount was last year. It's an even growing divide as first-class package services, their increase are much smaller than on the retail side. Retail got hit pretty hard. So if you are going to the post office, you definitely want to investigate going online.
And now going sort of in another direction, Express Mail is more expensive, but it gets there faster. So what kind of sellers would that be most suited for?
Express Mail, it's a 1 to 2 day delivery. And for me, Express Mail, it's for those items that you need right away, like it's a birthday present or it's Christmas, something that you've ordered at the very last minute. The nice thing about Express Mail that happened this year is that the commercial base prices, which is the price that PC Postage customers pay, actually went down this year. You don't hear that happening that often where the price that you pay a year later is less than the price you paid the year before.
Mm-hmm.
The retail price went up 4.4%, but the commercial base price went down 3.9%. So if you are a shipper that has goods that do need to get there quickly, definitely those commercial-based prices are going to help you out.
So there's a lot of, you know, a lot to this whole postage and shipping. You kind of go along in your business and not really think about things, but it sounds like it's worth investigating every time there's a change at the USPS to really investigate it. Does Indicia have, you know, material or a blog or a newsletter that people can subscribe to keep up with this?
Yeah, you know, price change is a huge time of the year for us because there's so many moving parts, and we're interacting with the Postal Service every single day, especially during the price change, to understand all the changes and how they can benefit our customers. I know when we talk about price change, it sounds like prices are all going up, but like I mentioned, Express Mail actually went down, so there are ways that you can save money, new products that are coming out that can save you money. So every year during price change, we have a number of ways for our customers and any shipper to come to our website and learn more about the price change. We have a price change page where we summarize the price change and very easy to understand, digestible format. We have a number of webinars that we host. They've become very popular place for people to learn more about the price change and how they can make the price change work to their benefits. We work with a lot of media to try to get the word out on what's happening. Part of where we see our role is educating our customers, educating shippers out there to help them with their business and help them become more efficient so they can grow their business, and hopefully all of us can benefit.
Well, I really want to thank you for sharing your expertise, Vivian, and we'll definitely be keeping an eye on this. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That was Vivian Lee. She's brand manager for Dymo Indicia.